Chapter 1, August 1977. Memphis hurries to get the plates onto the table, wise to set them down gently. The clock ticks louder than usual, its hands creeping toward 8. No time to spare. She wipes her hands on her apron and heads down the narrow hallway, the faded wallpaper brushing her shoulder. In the spare bedroom, she pauses. The door's already ajar. "Breakfast is ready. Church starts in an hour," she says, knocking gently as she pushes the door wider. Johnny's sprawled face down on the couch, shirtless, one arm draped over the edge. He lifts his head, squints at her, then rolls over, eyes shut again. She waits. Nothing. Of course. She turns on her heel, heart tight with urgency. If they're late, it'll be her fault, never mind who stayed in bed. Rushing back down the hall just as she rounds the corner to the kitchen, small fingers grab her hips. She gasps, half laughing, half startled, and glances down. Michael grins up at her, mischief glowing in his eyes. "Oh, baby, you scared me," she tells her son. "I got dressed all by myself. Can we eat now?" Michael smiles. Freckles dot his cheeks and nose, scattered like stars. And Memphis prays they'll stay, never fading into adulthood. "As soon as your daddy gets up, yes, we can eat." Memphis runs her hand through his brown locks. "Okay," Michael says, a crease of mild disappointment tugging at his lips. Johnny brushes past them, dropping heavily into a chair at the round kitchen table. The vinyl squeals under his weight, the orange pattern clashing with the mint green walls. "Goddamn boy," Johnny says, eyes narrowing as they land on Michael's wrinkled t-shirt and faded jeans. He gestures with a cigarette hanging from his lips. "You dress yourself this morning or what?" He exhales a slow puff of smoke and drawls. "Darling, you think it'd be too much trouble to put a decent outfit on our boy?" Memphis kneels beside Michael, her voice soft but firm. "Of course. Come on, baby, let's change your shirt." She slips her hand into his, guiding him away. Johnny rolls his eyes, waving a hand toward the stove. "Well, get my food first, geez. Y'all gonna leave me sitting here while you do that?" "Nah, bring that here." Memphis does as she's told. Johnny steers the car into the church parking lot, the tires crunching over gravel as the clock ticks dangerously close to service time. He barely shifts into park before he swings the door open. Without a glance at Memphis, he strides toward the rusty black Chevy beside them, bending low to the window. His broad shoulders hunch as he leans in, blocking the morning light. Bobby slouches in the driver's seat, his thick beard dusted with crumbs and ash. A stray thread clings to the dark mass of hair, making it hard to tell whether he slept, eaten, or smoked more recently. The stale scent of cigarettes and sweat clings to him, in sharp contrast to Johnny's clean-shaven face and close-cropped caramel hair. Memphis catches herself wrinkling her nose, wondering if Bobby's shower habits ever cross his mind, even for church. Meredith sits in the passenger seat like she's stepped out of a catalog. Back straight, hands folded neatly in her lap, not a hair out of place. In the back seat, Sarah leans forward slightly, her wide eyes tracking the scene outside. She doesn't speak, just watches, still and quiet, while the two brothers argue in the driveway, their voices sharp against the hush inside the car. Memphis steps out of the car, offering a quick nod to her in-laws, her lips pressed into a polite smile. Her hand tightens around Michael's small fingers as they walk toward the church, her mother Doris close at her side. Behind them, Johnny's voice rises in animated laughter, his words mixing with Bobby's as they swap details about some bar fight from the night before. The faint mention of punches and curses drifts in the air, tugging at her nerves. She quickens her pace as Billy, the youngest of the Friedman brothers, pulls into the church parking lot. Their rowdy banter trails off behind her as she grips the worn wooden handle of the church door. It opens with a soft creak, letting a wash of cool air kiss her face. Inside, The hush of the sanctuary greets